the three main obstacles to GAO's giving an opinion on the accrual-based financial statements are, number one, serious financial management problems at the Department of Defense that prevented its financial statements from being auditable; two, the federal government's inability to adequately account for and reconcile intergovernmental activity and balances between federal entities; and three, the federal government's ineffective process for preparing the consolidated financial statements.
So how does this relate to the fact that several agencies that never got clean audits before have been getting clean audits, but yet it sounds like it still doesn't all add up?
Well, there are still some challenges in preparing the government-wide financial statements, and although GAO was again prevented from expressing an opinion on the federal government's accrual-based financial statements, there have been significant improvements at the agency level, as you noted. Starting back in 1986, when the first agency audits were required for the CFO Act agencies, only six achieved unqualified opinions on their financial statements, and that's when agencies had 5 months to prepare and audit the financial statements. Since then, OMB has accelerated agency reporting to November 15th, which is just about 45 days after year end. And in fiscal 2011, 20 of the 24 individual CFO Act agencies received unqualified opinions on all of their financial statements. One received an unqualified opinion on all of its financial statements except for the Statement of Social Insurance and Statement of Changes in Social Insurance. Another received a qualified opinion, and the Department of Homeland Security reached a significant milestone in 2011 when it received a qualified opinion on its balance sheet and statement of custodial activity, and its remaining statements weren't audited. Nonetheless, DHS plans to expand the audit in the future to all of its statements and plans to ultimately receive a clean opinion on all of them. So you are right. We have had a lot of significant progress at the agency level, but we still have some remaining issues in preparing the consolidated financial statements.
Okay, let's talk about one of the first obstacles first to the government-wide assessment, and that is DOD. Do they show progress? I mean, now their end date is supposed to be 2017 for a clean audit. Are they making steps toward that date?
They are making steps. As we said in our report, the Department of Defense has pervasive and longstanding weaknesses in financial management and related business operations and systems. And to address those weaknesses, the Department has developed its Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Plan, or FIRE Plan, that defines the Department's strategy, priorities, and methodology for improving its financial management. DOD has also developed a FIRE Plan guidance document in 2010 that provides a methodology for the DOD components to develop and implement financial improvement plans to achieve audit readiness. The near-term focus of the FIRE Plan is on two department-wide priorities: budget information presented in the Statement of Budgetary Resources and the existence and completeness of mission-critical assets. GAO continues to review various aspects of their FIRE Plan and its implementation and providing recommendations as appropriate. Most recently, we did some work on financial improvement plans as well as the Navy and Marine Corps' fund balance with Treasury. So they are taking a number of steps, and they've indicated that they are definitely dedicated to improving their financial management in the future.
We're speaking with Robert Dacey. He is the GAO's chief accountant. Back out the DOD, you still can't give an opinion on the rest of government, and one reason for that is the intergovernmental transfers. What's that all about?
Well, it's important to properly report intergovernmental transactions, because if two agencies don't report transactions between themselves in the same year and for the same amount, there's going to be an error in the financial statements. Also, to prepare consolidated financial statements, those intergovernmental transactions need to be identified so they can be subtracted out or eliminated. Over the years, Treasury and OMB have taken a number of steps. In the past year specifically, Treasury has expanded its monitoring and outreach efforts of its focus groups that included quarterly analysis and ongoing collaboration with the entities to resolve various intergovernmental differences. They also are planning to develop government-wide systems to improve intergovernmental transactions data. And another area where there's been significant differences in the past are transactions between agencies and the federal government's general fund. Currently, the Department of Treasury reports certain general fund accounts in its financial statements, such as cash and debt held by the public, but not all general fund accounts. And Treasury is now currently working to develop a complete set of financial statements for the general fund, which will include intergovernmental balances, and hopefully this will help to address those issues. So again, there are a lot of actions underway, but it's going to take a strong and sustained commitment by federal agencies to get the job done.
So it sounds like you can have these deficiencies in knowledge or reporting, say, of the intergovernmental transfers or, you know, back and forth, and yet you can still get a clean financial audit as an agency unto yourself?
Well, in looking at that and the audits of the individual agencies, they obviously have to make conclusions. We don't perform those audits at the agency level. Those are performed by the inspector generals and their public accounting firms. But there are challenges in trying to decide what is the appropriate time and place to record these transactions. The critical issue is that both sides of the transactions, as I said before, need to be recorded at the same time.
And so if you could do this analysis with those figures you said that are deficient, and also DOD got its act together, would it paint a different fiscal picture of the government than we think is the case in terms of the deficit and that sort of thing?
Well, in terms of the financial statements, it's difficult to say. The problem we have and the reasons why we couldn't give an opinion is we know that there are some issues out there, but we can't have or don't have enough information to make a determination on whether it is material or significant. So in answering your question, we really can't determine that at this point. As we resolve these issues, hopefully we'll uncover whether or not it does have a significant effect and make adjustments as appropriate. But at this time, we really can't tell.
But not giving an opinion, in a way, is kind of giving an opinion that's not that good.
Well, we highlighted a number of material weaknesses in our report. There were six that contributed to preventing us from giving an opinion on the consolidated statements. There were an additional three weaknesses related to improper payments, information security control deficiencies, and management of the federal government's tax collection activities. So there are a number of weaknesses that are reported out there. There are actions underway in virtually every area, and we're going to continue to monitor those as we go forward to next year's audit.
So fixing all this to get to the point where you could give an opinion, is that the responsibility of the CFOs? And is it, in your opinion, do the CFOs have sufficient authority and wherewithal to get to that point?
Well, as I said before, we've got the agencies, for the most part, receiving opinions on their financial statements now, except for the Department of Defense. And by the way, parts of the Department of Defense do have unqualified opinions, such as the Military Retirement Fund and the Corps of Engineers. So they are making improvements, but it's up to the individual agency CFOs to get the job done, and most are getting opinions. So there are a lot of actions underway to continue to address these issues.
What's your hope for next year? Do you think they'll get there in a year?
I'm not sure a year is going to do it, but we are going to continue to monitor that, and hopefully the agencies will continue to make progress. The other area that needs to make progress is obviously the third major reason for our inability to provide an opinion has to do with the preparation of the financial statements. There are a number of issues that Treasury and OMB need to resolve as well.
So it sounds like really the onus is not so much on the CFOs as it is on OMB and Treasury.
I think it's really a collective effort of all the players, both OMB, Treasury, CFOs, as well as the Inspector Generals and their auditors, to keep working on these issues.